Every year, the State Department holds one of the most coveted lotteries in the world, not for cash, but for visas that are a ticket to life in the U.S. This year, roughly 22,000 people hit the jackpot, at least they thought they did. Now, the government says it made a mistake. The results will be tossed out, and the State Department has launched an investigation. As NPR's Alex Kellogg reports, all those lucky winners now have to wait until July to find out if lightning will strike twice.
Just think, you're told that you've just won one of the most cherished lottery prizes in the world, a path to U.S. citizenship. Then you find out you haven't. And not just that you haven't, but that you'll have to win the same lottery again. Daniel Tonin can tell you what that feels like.
It's just devastating news. It's just making your dream a nightmare. Yeah, that's what it is.
Tonin is 27. He's Dutch and lives a comfortable life in New Zealand, but had always dreamed of moving to the U.S. So he applied to the Diversity Visa Lottery last fall. It's a little-known government program that offers a path to citizenship to people around the world who may not otherwise have a shot at it. It was Tonin's first try, so he was ecstatic when he got the good news that he'd won.
I told everybody. I told my family, my friends, and I told the people in New Zealand that I've been working with.
Then the bad news came.
And now they just sent an email with sorry for any inconvenience.
The U.S. State Department runs the Diversity Visa Lottery. It was first held in 1994. Each year, roughly 50,000 people win. While people are selected at random, citizens of certain countries that already send a lot of people to the U.S., India and Mexico, for example, are not eligible. Even when you win, you must still meet a variety of criteria, a background check, and certain educational requirements. But once you do all that, you win a green card, and eventually you're eligible to become a naturalized U.S. citizen. Plus, your spouse and kids win the exact same benefits. The problem? A programming error voided the 2011 results. That's a first. The State Department has already issued an official apology and says it will release fresh results by July 15th. But that's little consolation for people like Tonin. He was so excited he quit his job and bought a plane ticket to the U.S.
You can't just let 22,000 people make arrangements and then just say, oh, sorry, we made a little computer glitch here.
His chances of winning again are slim. After all, a record 19.7 million people are hoping to win this year's lottery. The erroneous results were announced May 1st. They stayed online for 5 days before being taken down. But that was too late for Tonin.
It's a huge deal. It's a life changer. It says, wherever I am now, this is my opportunity to go live and work legally in the United States.
Crystal Williams is the executive director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, which is based in Washington. She works with lawyers who help people like Tonin make it to the U.S.
I've been in this field for over 25 years, maybe a little less than that, and I have never seen this happen before.
And though the botched results weren't big news in the U.S., they made headlines across the globe. In Nepal, it made the Himalayan Times. In Ireland, the Belfast Telegraph. In Kenya, the headline in the Daily Nation, the most widely read paper there, said, "Hopes dashed for Kenyans selected for green card." Alex Kellogg, NPR News, Washington.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.